You look at my DM requests, it's bitches on bitches. Dude, you're an immigrant. Get out. Like, what? They call me young Adolf. They call me young Hitler. Sit your fat ass boomer ass down, dude.
Nigger.
Rape. Rape. Men are raping me. What the fuck?
Oh, touchdown!
The slurping and the sucking.
Oh, look, a big female groiper.
He's glossing Nazis. Who the fuck cares?
They're brown.
Shut the fuck up forever. Go pound sand, Buster. Who must go? She's kind of a stupid bitch. Like, fuck off. Brylin is just like a Fox News bitch.
Why? Why me? Why me?
Rapist Hitler sent $25. Shapiro finally started saying glaze instead of gloss on his show after you corrected him. Bro is definitely tapped in.
Well, what's crazy is that now we know that he just didn't know the lingo. Because he kept saying that. He was going around for weeks saying, Tucker Carlson is glossing Nazis. He's glossing. And people were saying, what the fuck are you saying? What are you talking about? He's glossing Nazis. It's like, what are you talking about? Glossing? And so at first I thought maybe I don't know what he means, but then I realized, no, he means glazing. But he's so out of touch. He should have just kept saying glossing, honestly, because now that he said glaze, now it just proved that he was getting it wrong for 3 weeks, saying gloss when he meant glaze because he's an out of touch boomer, which just goes to show, like, why do you think you have any right to talk about anything? You don't even know what you're talking about. You are so out of touch. You should just kept saying glossing forever. Because then at the minimum, people just would have been confused. Now we know you're just unk. Saying gloss instead of glaze. Sheesh. So yeah, that was rough.
Herman Heim, we sent $25. Hey, boss baby. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the John Doyle show is here. Generational run is over.
Yeah. Oh, so I heard. The John Doyle show. Well, he's only been sucking off Glenn Beck for 5 years. It's about time. I actually congratulate him. It's finally paid off. Because that would really suck if this guy was on his hands and knees getting calluses and rug burn. I mean, I can't imagine the psychological effects of glazing and blowing Glenn Beck for 5 years. And this whole time, they never gave him a show. They said the best we could do is you can appear on other shows 3 times a week or 3 times a month. So I'm actually happy for him. Good for him. It's about time. Look. He sucked the right people off, and now he finally got his show. Like, good for him. It's sort of like when you put a quarter in a gumball machine, you crank the machine, and then you get a gumball. Like, I'm glad that he got what he paid for. I'm glad that he got what he paid for in terms of his dignity, his integrity, his independence as a man. I'm glad. Now that he's working for Glenn Beck, well, this is how you know you've made it. When you're working at the Blaze for Glenn Beck, dude, just tell everybody, tell all the kids that. They're going to be like, whoa, John Doyle is at the Blaze TV. He's making big moves. This is serious stuff. All the kids are watching Lomez and Rufo and the Doyle show. Oh, man. And Glenn Beck, they're eating it up. They're all crying about how much they love Israel. Honestly, though, I do congratulate him because that is unironically what he did. When we were friends, Doyle told me that he literally had to lie through his teeth to the CEO of Blaze years ago when they brought him on and basically said, oh, of course I love Israel. That's the difference. The reason that that nerd has an institutional show at Blaze and the reason that I don't is because on some level he is willing to go into the room. He's willing to go on the casting couch and say, of course I support Israel. Of course I love Israel. And I think eventually just started believing it. He said it so much. So, you know, good for him. Now he gets to be their version of me. He gets to be the cargo cult version of me to get all the goyim back on the plantation, John Goyle. So I hope it goes well for him. I hope it's worth the money.
JRB sent $50. Hey, Nick, you keep saying that you plan on getting married in the future. Are you talking about a legal marriage with the federal government or just a monogamous commitment within a Catholic framework?
Why is that any of your business? Like, why do you even care? This is a talk show about politics. So, Nick, about your future marriage. Why do you even care?
He sent $100. 3 months sober from alcohol and pot. Attended my first mass in 15 years yesterday. I was never baptized and respected the service. There is only one church on the Reverend Mass site in my county. I have been to others in the area not knowing there was a difference. Just bought a new suit and plan to go back. But what do you look for in a good church?
It's just a cat. Oh, man. It's so hard not to crash out, man. We're not Protestants. We don't. What do you mean? What do you look for in a good church? We're not fucking Baptists where it's like, I like what these people say. You're there for the Eucharist. Look, go to one you like. I don't know. Go to one that you like. What are you looking for exactly? What exactly are you looking for other than your Sunday commitment? Are you looking for someone to pat you on the ass and say you have all the right politics? Are you looking for a sermon about the fucking Israel lobby? Is that what you're looking for? I mean, seriously, what are you looking for other than your Sunday obligation where you receive the sacraments? Because anyone that does that is good. It's fine. What do you want me to fly out there and hold your hand and help you look? I gave you the website. What do you want from me? What more do you want from me here? Want me to go with you and I'll do the thinking for you too?
Outlaws Girardi sent $40. Matt from Maine sent $60. Thank you for everything you do. How was your Maine visit outside of the interview? Janet Mills, our governor is involved in a Chinese mafia drug op or something. It sucks to live here sometimes, but so is everywhere else. So get Ben Shapiro. I'm staying. Triumphant face emoji.
It was nice. I liked it. It was very beautiful. Look, I got to be honest. New England is very beautiful. I love it. I love Massachusetts. I love New Hampshire. I love Maine. I love the natural beauty and the cities are, they're kind of interesting, but there's kind of like a weird, like haunting energy about New England. You know what I mean? And I don't know if that's like a internalized cultural thing, like because of the Salem witch trials or something. But whenever I go to New England, there's kind of like an evil energy there. Am I the only one that feels this way? Because don't get me wrong. It's very Americana, and I love the feeling there. It's like, I love the leaf peeping season is when I was there. I love seeing the leaves turn, the colonial infrastructure. But it has this very, like, ominous, like, dark energy. It's sort of like gothic in a way. It's kind of goth. And I don't know how I feel about that. I get, like, an unsettling feeling. And I get homesick very quickly there. I get some places I don't get homesick at all. And some places I feel it very strongly, and New England is one of those places. I go there and I immediately feel out of place in a way that I don't in like Florida or California or even Tennessee for that matter, Wisconsin, Virginia. But yeah, I feel like a fish out of water there. It's a very strange place. It feels like Pilgrim Town. But it was very beautiful. I liked it. I liked my time there. But I didn't really get... I was in and out. I was there for like a day, so I really didn't get to see a whole lot. I jumped in the car, drove out to the studio, drove back to the hotel. I walked around a little bit in the town by where Tucker is, and that was kind of cool, but didn't really get to spend a ton of time sightseeing.
Roman Groyer sent $20. Love seeing you stand up for Andrew and Rachel Wilson. They truly are great people, and those attacks were out of context clips. You both share a lot of the same younger audience. Would be happy to see more unification on the right as the tide's changing. Brylan Holifeg called you out today. Are you threatened by him at all? Lalalolo.
Brylan Holihan, well, he's trying. He's trying. It's kind of hard for me to be mad because he's like a little kid. He's like some 18-year-old ridiculous kid, and he's going at me like four or five times today, and it's hard not to just laugh. You know, it's like, what, I'm going to be in a feud with like some teenager? So I just kind of find it amusing and funny. He'll grow up. I'm not going to go hard on him because he's a kid. You know, if he became... Maybe if anyone took him seriously, I'd have more of a problem with it. But now I just see him as like a little kid. So we'll see what happens with him. But it's kind of funny. It's funny seeing him like redo the old playbook. It's like, you're 18 years old. Where do you get off with this shit? Yeah, so I don't know. I don't find myself enraged about it. I just think it's kind of amusing.
And Daughter of the King sent $30 for the last three shows on weeknights with primetime football, including tonight's MNF. The notification that your live has appeared minutes after the conclusion of each game. A fan allegedly spotted you at a preseason Bears game this year. Interesting. Very interesting.
Thank you for the big super chat. Yeah, yeah. That's true. I was at a football game, but I was there with a friend of mine. Normally, I don't do that shit, but I had a sports ball enjoyer friend. You think I'm watching football? That's the newest conspiracy theory. That's the least likely one I've ever heard. Secret football. I finish the show, take the suit off, put on my football jersey. Oh, finally, I could be myself. Put on a football jersey and throw some taquitos in the oven and some nachos. Oh, finally. Go Bears. Oh, touchdown. Gotta keep it down. You never know who's listening. That's a good one. Now that's funny.
Wiggly Woogly sent $20. What are you looking forward to eating the most this Thanksgiving?
Finally, a good question. Stuffing, mashed potatoes. Those are probably my two favorites. My mom does the spread every year. She does a great job. The turkey's always moist. We have the stuffing, mashed potatoes with gravy, peas. What else does she make? Biscuits. We got the cranberry stuff also. What do you call that? I guess it's just cranberries. I think corn too. It's either peas or corn. And then pie. Pie with ice cream. My favorite is I love the mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes. And I love the stuffing. To me, that's the best part. And what I'm really looking forward to is the leftovers. Everybody knows that's the meta. Is there anything better? And that's an example of assimilation, by the way. That's an example of assimilation. I know a lot of Italians that on Thanksgiving, they have like Italian food. My family, we have the pilgrim Thanksgiving and everything. We got the straight up turkey and stuffing. No greaseball shit. Yes, I'm very excited. That's like next week, right? Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be good.
There's a way that Vance can serve 10 years as president. If Trump resigns or is removed slash dies 2 years in, do you think that Trump not disavowing you could lead to this? Maybe he's in the files and is actually successfully removed from office?
Who knows? It's useless to speculate on.
Well, what if this happened? What?
Like, yeah, maybe that's the plan. That would be pretty unprecedented. Seems unlikely. But anything's possible. Like, what do you want to hear, fucktard? Do you think I have a crystal ball? This is why I just hate stupid people so much. There are things that are knowable, and then there are things that are unknowable. And the things that are unknowable, no one knows them, okay? So these kinds of like, what ifs? What if this? Do you think this? Well, what if we could make it? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I guess so. And it's the stupid person that is unable to differentiate between a smart person that can make conjectures based on evidence, and then the category of knowledge, which is falls into the domain of speculation, the things that cannot be known in advance, the things that are without precedent. And they think that smart people have some access to what is unknown.
Do you think that they're gonna?
There's a grand conspiracy to remove Trump and give JD 10? I don't know. No one knows. No one knows that. It's not knowable. I am looking at the same information that you are. I am able to make conjectures based on patterns. If something like that happened, it would be unprecedented. It would be a conspiracy at the highest levels of government. No, if I knew it, everyone would know it, and then it would defeat the whole purpose. Okay, stupid? So no one knows that. Yeah, it's possible. Anything's possible. What if a bomb dropped on your head? What if a bomb dropped on your head right now? Like, no one knows. That's the point. Jeez. That is the biggest tell of who is stupid and who is not, is whether you ask a question like that.
Hey, Nick, you're pretty smart. Is Vance going to become the
like, one's got nothing to do with the other. I'm not a fucking fortune teller here. Why did I predict we'd be going to war with Iran? They were broadcasting it for years.
MDivig sent $20. Culver's flavor of the day is Candace's chocolate cheeks. Are you getting a scoop, nigga?
Yo, yeah, Scoopy's gonna have to hold me back. Scoopy, the frozen custard mascot, gonna have to get out of the way. I'm be jumping over the counter. Give me that flavor of the month. Get me triple scooped up flavor of the month. I had Culver's today. I got the chicken tenders and the mac and cheese. Yeah, and what about it? And what about it? Farm fresh, pasture raised, corn free, antibiotic free. Dude, I saw one of these videos the other day. You know, let me just take a deep breath first because I'm literally going to spontaneously combust. I'm going to like burst into flames if I keep working myself up like this. I saw a video this week. I saw it last night, and it's this guy, and he's got a video. He goes, this is what I bought. These are my groceries for the week. And it's like a table with like all this meat, eggs, vegetables, sourdough bread, water, you know, a bunch of stuff. And it like the whole time he's just like up talking. He's like, so we got some really nice
farm fresh pasture raised eggs. We got some nice honey made ice cream. We got some nice plums. We got some nice broccoli. We got some, it was always some this, some that, some whatever. And I just want to grab that guy. He's probably three times my size. He would probably kill me with one punch. But in my imagination, I would like to grab this guy by the collar and just scream into his face, who the fuck cares? You went grocery shopping? Good for you. You went to the grocery store and bought meat, eggs, and vegetables? Someone get this man a trophy. Tell Time Magazine. Somebody called Time Magazine most influential of the year, Time Person of the Year. The guy that went grocery shopping, who cares? Okay, you discovered meat and eggs? Congrats. And always the up-talking. We got some nice cruelty-free, pasture-raised, corn-free, organic eggs. We got some sourdough products. We got some plums, which are just in season. We got, like, that was the video. And I'm watching this, and I'm just like, you fucking asshole. Great. Okay, you're eating meat and eggs. So what? It makes me beside myself. This, like, class of people that has come up, they want to tell everybody, you need to be eating like this. You need to eat like that. Thanks, but I know about eggs. Like, you don't need to tell me that eggs exist. Thank you very much. They make eggs and they put it on a wooden cutting board with their steak and they go, yeah, look at how I'm eating. You need to eat like this. Steak and eggs? Oh, man, you're telling me for the first time. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I know steak and eggs exist, pal. Oh, and fruit? Oh, I never heard of fruit before. They go to the farmer's market, they get strawberries, they act like this is some innovation. This is some revolution in consciousness. I got berries, meat, and eggs. You've never met someone like me before. Yeah, yeah, no one's ever done that before. Breaking new ground, truly. That's insane. And they go to the farmer's market like, okay, I'm about to say something really controversial. Honest to God, do you really believe... Seriously, could it be demonstrated in a lab that the strawberries you get at your faggoty little farmer's market are any different than the strawberries you get at Trader Joe's or Target? Seriously, could you test it in a lab? They go, oh, I went to, it's locally sourced organic. Yeah, it's all organic. What are you talking about? It's all the same. Blackberries, blueberries, strawberries, it's the same. It's the same. All this effort, they're boiling it's reverse osmosis water and they actively re-add the minerals. Really? And you're telling me that if I spend thousands of dollars on this bullshit and I spend all this time on this crap, I'm really going to feel better than if I went to Jewel and bought a fucking water bottle? Really? Because I would venture to guess that there's zero difference, actually. I think all the vitamins and minerals, I think you're just pissing it out anyway. I don't think it makes one bit of a difference at all. I made reverse osmosis water and re-added the minerals and I got these strawberries from the farmer's market. See, honestly, what difference does it make than if you just get them from Jewel or from Target? People are insane. People have gone totally insane. Because here's how they got you. They went from saying like, maybe Pop-Tarts are not good for you. They went from saying, maybe cheeseburgers and French fries are not healthy to like, you have to have healthy water. You have to have hydrogen water. Hydrogen water? That's what, it's H2O. You invented a new water? Like they jumped the shark. They went too crazy. They went from saying you can't have a diet of Fruity Pebbles, McDonald's, and Hostess cupcakes to like you need health water. Health water? So I'm out. I've seen enough. I'm out. I will shop at the store for food. Thank you very much. You can keep your pasture raised, cruelty free, whatever from a hippie and all that other. You're eating steak every day. You think that's healthy? People are eating red meat for lunch and dinner every day, and they think they're not going to get rectal cancer. Like, it's totally insane.
But hey, knock yourself out. Up to you.
Luke sent $30. Did you see Candace's big whoop today was about the Egyptian planes and how their location and Erica's overlapped more than 60 times and they were actually tracking her and not in Lowell?
Yeah, I love the idea that, like, if, like, Israel is tracking Erica Kirk, they're going to send a military cargo plane. Like, that's inconspicuous. Do you know how much money that would cost? Do you know how many millions and millions of dollars it would cost to fuel and to fly a military cargo plane 70 places to follow her around? You're telling me that the Mossad didn't choose something more inconspicuous? Like, no, Mossad isn't flying on commercial jet. They're not flying on a small aircraft. No, Mossad is tracking Erica Kirk, the spouse of a nonprofit leader, in an Egyptian military cargo aircraft. As if that's inconspicuous. Like, Erica Kirk lands on the tarmac, the steps come down, she gets off, and she sees a giant Egyptian military cargo plane landing right beside her for the 70th time. And she goes, huh, that's weird. What's this Egyptian military cargo plane doing at this small airport in Provo? That same one that's been following me around the country. Yeah, that's inconspicuous. They did that to cover up for a couple of million dollars being embezzled in Turning Point. Like, does that even make sense? It's totally insane, man.
In Mexico, a group of patriotic hooligans put some graffiti on the palace wall that read Puta Judea, which translates to Jewish whore. Kind of crazy how fast the West is waking up to their manipulation, even to the point of revolt. I thank you for all your work, Nick. Big fan.
Is Mexico part of the West now? What are you talking about? Sorry, is what about Mexico is Western? What are you talking about? That's just totally insane.
Lane Roy percent $20. Mexico is Western retard. It was colonized by Spain. Oh, it is a majority Catholic country. It speaks a Romance language. Miguel Hidalgo was deeply influenced by the Enlightenment. The Porfirio era was probably Mexico at its most Western. Porfirio Diaz was a massive Francophile.
Are you Mexican? Is that why you're coping about this?
They speak a Romance language, brother.
Get a load of this idiot. They're brown. What else do you need?
Like, what? It was colonized by Spain. They speak Spanish.
Yeah, they're Indians, dude. They're fucking brown. Okay. Let's not cope. All right. They're literally brown Indians. Okay. They're 3 feet tall. They have brown skin, black hair. What do you mean?
But they're Catholic.
Okay. So is Congo. Congo is 90%. Is that the West? The West is the best. That's how I feel when I'm in Mexico de Efe. Really? And what, is Brazil the West too? What are you talking about, dude? That's hilarious. Mexico is Western. They speak a Romance language. Yeah, and they speak French in West Africa. Is West Africa part of the West? It has West right there in the name, West Africa. You're funny. They speak French in Senegal. Senegal is a part of the West. They're part of the same tradition as Shakespeare and Voltaire. For sure, bro. For sure. That's your brain on this, like, heritage American BS. When people say stuff like
OG
that.
OG Roberto sent $20.
Another guy says, Nick, please unblock me on X. I blamed you when Charlie died and I was wrong. No, you stay blocked. That's why I do it. That's why I do it, because I am absolutely confident. No, if you crash out on me like a little bitch and you get blocked, you stay blocked. That's your punishment. Yeah, everybody's always doing that. They don't trust me. They don't give me the benefit of the doubt. They lie about me. I block them. Then they come to their senses a week later and they go, I love the show again. No, you stay blocked. You can make another account.
How do you have $1 million and no bitches, bro?
They're trying to kill me, bro. I have bitches. I got bitches on... You look at my DM requests, it's bitches on bitches. Bitches are finding me bitches, but they're trying to kill me, bro. They're trying to kill me. I have no time for hoes. I have only time for the money. I have only time for power. I only have time for America. So, you know, honestly, the more you fixate on bitches, the more you become one. The more you chase bitches, I will never chase a bitch. But for you... I might jog a little. No, but I will never chase. The more you chase pussy, the more you become a pussy. Don't get lost in the sauce.
Okay, player, focus on the money. You focus on the money, everything else takes care of itself. You focus on the grind, you become a human missile. You become a human Swiss Army knife, you attract the money. You attract the money, you attract everything else. Factor tip of the day. Factor tip of the day. Looks max, Chad max, ascend. The money takes care of itself. The money takes care of itself. The bitches take care of themselves. That's the program. At first, I was too poor to have bitches. Now I'm too rich to have bitches. What do you think about that? Anyway, thanks for the $20. Why no bag?
Big Show Enjoyer sent $25. Good evening, Nicholas. Did you see Baldi? Asmongold. Basically nominate you for streamer of the year on X? Gaming stream was wild. Jew casting a spell on you. Monkeys fighting each other. Chad ranking you as most attractive. Obese guy being fat.
Dude, Clavicular said I was the... He said I was the most looks-maxed member on the stream besides him. High praise. That was awful. That was an awful moment. But yeah, no, that was a great stream. We gotta say, though, everybody please say a prayer for Cuffham. I know he has a big feud with Gypsy Crusader, so a lot of people are mad at him in the community. And he was sort of preying on my downfall a little bit, but he had a pretty brutal head injury over the weekend, and it looked not good. So he's in the hospital. Clavicular says it's not good. So we're praying for him. We hope he makes a speedy recovery. I don't care about his politics. That shouldn't happen to anybody. I feel very bad about what happened. So say a prayer for our sub-5 black friend. I'm making a little joke about it, but seriously, he's in bad shape. And kudos to Aiden Ross. Aiden Ross is bringing the Jewish lawyers down on the venue, so go get him. Go get him, Aiden. We will pray to God you sue the shit out of him. We'll take care of our homeboy. That's the alliance. Catholics, we're praying for Cuffham. The Jews, they're going to sue the venue. That's how we make America great, and we're going to do it for our nigga. We're going to do it for our homeboy. We're going to do it for the sub-5. That's how it is. Chads are looking out for him. Catholics are looking out for him. Jews are looking out for him. And he's still probably going to get ignorant at the and steal some shit at the self-checkout. That's okay. We want him to be healthy.
Jeffocrat Hochstein sent $20. Nick, I want you to understand that are an inspiration for guys that want to apply themselves. Your persistence pivots and returns young men as honorable, responsible, and principled. You helped light a fire under my ass recently. Thanks. Can you please consider reading privately a message I sent to your blog email? Set at 1718 count.
Please, please, if you send me an email, do not nag me in the super chats. There's like nothing that irritates me more than that. And now I'm going to put it in the junk. I'm going to look for it and I'm going to deliberately put it in the junk. Thank you for the big super chat. Holy shit. Like, fuck off. Please consider reading my email. Please shut the fuck up forever. Thank you. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Gosh.
Who is one person, alive or dead, you would still fuck with if you found out they were on the Epstein list?
Yay. End of list. Thank you for the big super chat.
Shapiro never conscripted an IDF. Israel is basically his summer camp. An ideological snowbird. He eggs on war with Iran from comforts of Florida with no skin in game. Aren't there sensible Israelis just as annoyed with this neocon internationalist shit as everyone else? MEGA/MAGA alliance?
Why would there? What is wrong with you? You're an idiot. They're the beneficiary. Why would they be mad? Like, we are their slaves, okay? We give them our tax money. We fight and die in their wars. They're the beneficiaries of it. Why would they be over there like, I'm tired of this. This is outrageous. They're the beneficiary. Of course they love this arrangement. Where are those sensible Israelis that don't want the free money, that don't want us to die for them? What are you talking about, dumbass? See, that just goes to show you're an idiot.
Rising Ashes 1945 sent $95. Not acknowledging this current border versus what Kamala's would have been and calling it a little better has undercover Antifa written all over you. Saying Trump promised Epstein files when there's zero rallies or interviews where he did. Blaming him for Biden. Ukraine emoji. Warren thinking Massey/MTG would be better because they say popular things. So obviously Antifa.
This is either bait or you're just like serious 85 IQ, like Steven Crowder viewer. This is like advanced. This is advanced mug club syndrome. Like, where did you stumble in here from, Louder with Crowder or Hannity? Which one?
Duh, if you don't vote Republican, you're like part of Antifa.
You are so cooked, it's not even funny. Does your wife have a boyfriend by any chance? Because, like, it's kind of the same dynamic, you know? Like, it's probably slightly less degrading
to be an unironic cuckold than it is to be a Republican in 2025. So I wouldn't be surprised if you've got some other kind of situation going on there, because it's pretty pathetic. Like, the government is raping you. Your Trump government that you support is raping you and dispossessing you, and you're like, you're attacking its enemies. So you should probably be put in
Putin
jail.
Nuggets on my hairy ass, so sent $40. Nick, would you ever put artichoke hearts on your pizza? Cradle Catholic here, love your work, bro.
Would I ever? If I lived forever and the universe existed forever, would I ever apply artichoke hearts to a pizza? Yeah, I might. Probably a non-zero chance.
Uber billing
for sent
$20.
Sure.
Syrian immigrant here. I know you said Islam spreading doesn't concern you because they make up a small number of the population, but look what happened to Europe. Anyone justifying this ideology's existence in the West, let alone its spread and takeover of government positions, is retarded and should be deported with them.
You should be deported. Syrian immigrant here. You should be deported. I love a Syrian comes here. Islam. Dude, you're an immigrant. Get out. Like, what? Oh my gosh. Yeah, how about we'll deport all of them with you.
Shapiro 5 skin sent $30. Generational run continues. You got a whole segment on your starts 107. It's annoying when they say grow wipers are a bunch of white dudes. I'm in Chicago and the Mexicans love you, little Viva Nicholas Fuentes.
Yeah. Yes, they do. The Mexicans do. I'm one of them. I have one foot in both worlds. I'm in the white world. I'm in the Mexican world. Latinos love me because I'm one of you guys. I'm one of you guys. I'm a Latino that was for Trump. Now I'm a Latino for, we can't say. Can't say it. Not after the Tucker cost.
Luke sent $30. As a fellow Mexican, I just wanted to say how much my abuela and I love the show.
Let's go.
You remind me so much of my abuela. Thank you for being a role model for
the
people.
I love the abuela. And I actually do love Mexicans. I have love for the Mexicans. They're good people. Honestly, the Mexicans they're good people. The patriotic ones, not these like psycho leftist ones that want to destroy America. There are, let's be honest, we don't want America to become Mexico. That being said, a lot of the Mexicans that came here are very patriotic and very Catholic, and they just want to work hard, you know? That's not to say we don't have to deport a ton of people. It's not to say we want mass immigration, but Mexicans are good people, so I appreciate that. We love them. We love the Mexican people.
Kobe 805 sent $107.
Great spirit.
Cristiano Ronaldo showed up to Trump's dinner. Hey, Nick, not starting remotely on time daily makes you a poor leader and disrespectful goy boy. White-ass nigga acting weak as fuck.
That's just seething. That's just seething. You're just like a disgusting consumer. Where's my show's not on time? Like, grow up. The replay's available the next day. Shut up. Shut up with this customer is always right, head ass.
My show is supposed to start at 9 o'clock and it's 11 p.m.
Shut the fuck up. This is not McDonald's. Okay, you fucking boomer. I love boomers.
You said the show's at 8 o'clock. A real man has his shoes shined, firm handshake on time.
Shut up. It's 2025. I was on TikTok. Okay, doom scroll for a couple hours. The show will come on eventually. You gave me $20. Sit your fat ass boomer ass down, dude. Quit crying about your show wasn't on time. Instant gratification. We have to move beyond that, okay? When you're dealing with a real genius, it's not the same
and
rules.
And World Jury sent $35. Hey, Nick, love to see how huge your show has become. I remember a few years ago when the alt-right was blowing up with groups like Identity Europa and people like Richard Spencer popping, but it eventually died down. What are the biggest reasons why America First could make it to the end and genuinely make major changes, in contrast with the alt-right?
Ugh. Pay attention, bitch. Thank you for the big super John. pay attention, bitch. No, but fuck off with that. What is this, an essay question? Is this a DBQ? What are the top three reasons? Just pay attention, dumbass. It's quite
America
obvious.
America First sent $20. Have you considered going on the Unsubscribe podcast? Politics aren't their mainstay, but it could be another good place to spread your message. And have you been to the Winner Circle recently? I remember when my parents used to take me there as a kid and always loved it. Also, shout out to Roland for the best timestamps.
Just pack as much shit in there as you can. Let's ask 10,000 questions, comments, anything else for your $30 super chat? Two questions, an observation, a shout out. Wow, it's a lot. Have I ever considered going on someone else's podcast? I love when people ask it that way. It's never like, have I ever considered going on someone else's show? I don't know what the Unsubscribe podcast is, and I didn't get invited, so no. The Wiener Circle, no, I have not been there. They're not that good. It's not really a real Chicago hot dog. A Wiener Circle serves char dogs. A Chicago-style hot dog is not a char dog. So no, I haven't been there recently.
Sossenheimer sent $75. Hey, Nick, single dad of four here. Trying to find alternative forms of entertainment for my children that isn't liberal trash or goy slop. Would you ever consider doing a version of your show that's appealing and fun for kids while also teaching about America first values and Jewish skepticism? Thank you and God bless.
That's got to be. How could that possibly be a real? I refuse to believe a real person wrote that. A kid's show about the Jewish question? Like, what is wrong with you people? That's it. I'm on team Barry Weiss. Forget it. It's cooked. I'm on team Shapiro now. I'm on team Barry Weiss. Because this is the problem. We are goyim, okay? the goy cattle get up and they're like, I want a show for my kids to teach them about the Jewish question. And you're like, okay, Barry Weiss, if you can hear me, please save me. Barry Weiss, if you can hear me. That's got to be bait. Like, that's not a real question. There's no one is really like that. And if you are real, I'm going to pretend you're not anyway.
IRA Grover sent $25. Your existence. I feel you're reluctant to give NY credit or a shout out compared to LA and other cities. Hola, buenas noches, little Adolf. Did Abuelita not spank you with her chancletas enough when you were a niño? Do a real debate with a true defender of Israel. You will never do it because you're a scared little boy, and Jews make you tremble. Neither Ben Shapiro or Mark Levin are scared to debate a gay Mexican. Andale niño.
I love the little Adolf. Remember when Alex Jones called me baby Hitler? Alex Jones called me baby Hitler. Now Mark Levin calls me little Adolf. Call me young Adolf. We're the same height. Hitler was what, 5'9"? I'm 5'9". So I'm not little. Little Hitler would imply I'm Hitler, but smaller. But we're the same stature. So call me young Hitler. I'm like new Hitler, young Hitler, Hitler 2. That makes more sense. Hitler was older than me. Hitler was older than me when he came to power. So I'm really more like young. I'm like a younger Hitler. Call me young Hitler. They call me young Adolf. They call me young Hitler. Don't call me little. Hitler was short too. Hitler was like 5'9". I'm 5'9". So I'm the same size as Hitler, but I'm younger, newer, fresher. Even Mexican Hitler, that works too. That works, and that's fine too. But little Hitler, that just doesn't make sense. That's my problem with it. It just logically doesn't make sense. You know, Hitler was a smaller guy. Stalin was a smaller guy. There's something about that because we have to prove something. All these tall guys will never be Hitler because they don't have to prove anything. All these tall guys, they walk around like, you know, they're the master of the universe because they sort of are. And it's the smaller guys. We have to conquer the world to prove ourselves. And so they did. And so Joseph Stalin did. And so Hitler did. They took over the world to prove that shorter men are valuable. They went to war. Hitler went to war with the world to prove, hey, you know, I have value as a human. So did Joseph Stalin. Okay, public service announcement. That is a joke. I'm kidding. Clip that. I'm kidding. It's a joke. Before people say, Hitler and Stalin admirer Nick Fuentes said, short people. It's jokes. It's called a riff. It's a bit. I'm kidding. It's for comedic effect. All of that, everything you just heard tonight was actually, everything you just heard in that response was a joke. Just so you understand, we have to be legalistic about it. Anyway, what was the question?
A son of Liberty AF sent $33. Could it be that Trump ran for president to scrub himself off the Epstein list and protect himself? He knew being an edgelord populist world be effective. The establishment hated him because they knew his intentions.
No.
Thanks for your constant work.
I think he did it to cover up the Hunter Biden laptop. I think it was all a big distraction because you know what we're not talking about? Where's Hunter? Where's the laptop from hell? Yeah, bet you didn't think about that. I think everything that happened in the past 10 years was an orchestrated distraction so that we wouldn't know what's on Hunter's laptop, because that's the one thing no one's talking about. All of it. The war in Iran, the Tucker cost, Pizzagate, all of it. The COVID pandemic, BLM, January 6th, because now we're not talking about the laptop from hell.
Oh, God bless, send $50. Do you think you would be a viable candidate? Rallying white vote in north and south of state, as well as chip away young voters in Chicago area.
What, is this
winning
a punishment?
$1 billion state apparatus, 13,000 troops, a fleet of C-130s and fighter jets, etc. The founders gave us states for a reason, nigga.
I feel like the super chats are a divine punishment. I can't tell you what the purpose of that would be, but I feel like the super chats are a form of like a divine punishment.
Matthew Gruder sent $25. Excerpts from 1,400 years old saying of Prophet Muhammad about the Romans. They are the most forbearing of people in tribulation. They are the quickest to recover after a calamity. They are the most eager to return after a retreat. And they are good to the poor, the orphan, and the vulnerable. They are the best at stopping the oppression of their kings.
Let's
Source,
go.
Sahih Muslim 2898.
I will send the army. Thank you for the big super chat. Oh, I love to hear. Thank you for the positivity. I love to hear that. The quickest way for there to be racial harmony is to just flatter each other, you know, just to be nice to each other. it endears a people to another. Isn't that nice to hear when a Muslim says, our prophet respected the Romans? It's like, thanks. You guys aren't so bad either. You know, like, so I appreciate that. Thank you for the big super chat.
Sent $25. 15F black, exactly your type high, can be your side piece while you and Candace are on a break and we can eat yummy fried chicken together.
Oh, that's a honeypot. This is, okay. So first thought, let's go. Second thought, Epstein Island. Yeah, you know what? Bad news. Get away from me. You're trying to honeypot me. My first thought was, that sounds awesome. My second thought was, wait a second. 15, honeypot. Call me when you're older. Call me in 3 years, okay? Call me when you're 18. Nice try. Nice try. But that's illegal and creepy and wrong. That's wrong. Nice try. Nice try. But hey, give me a call in 3 years, and then we'll see, okay? Nice try, little lady. That does sound good, though. I could use a bucket of fried chicken right now.
90s native Polish immigrant, first time super chatter. Started watching on your first show after Charlie was murdered. You are right about Israel. No more foreign flags in Congress. God bless you, Nick.
Thank you for the big super chat. Polls. We love polls. Wait, pause? Oh, I love polls. No, pause. No, thank you for the big super chat. Polish people are human beings and should be treated with the same dignity and respect as any other human being. And I believe that. That's my belief. And don't you ever say I never said. No, but thank you for the big super chat. We love Polish people. Some of my best friends are Polish. Seriously, I don't hate them at all. Some of my best friends are Polish. And I would let my kids play with Polish kids just like they're any other kids. I wouldn't even mind that at all. You know, they're fine. They're good people. And they're definitely people. And They're good. I'm kidding. That's just jokes, guys. That's just jokes. No, but we love the polls. Thank you very much.
Skybucks sent $20. While I agree with and practice a lot of Christian values, Ben Shapiro buying every Catholic podcast hoping it'll be the one. Nick Fuente built this in a dorm room with a green screen.
I love that. That's so true. That's Glenn Beck and John Doyle. Nick Fuentes built this in a cave with a box of scrap. And John Doyle's like up against the wall. I'm not Nick Fuentes. So true. That's so true. That's so true. I am like Tony Stark. I am Iron Man. That's cringe. But that's so true. They're going to, who are these other ones? They're going to Lomez and Rufo, John Doyle. Nick Fuentes built America first in his mother's basement with a box of scrap. And all of them, you know, Curtis Yarvin, Bronze Age, all the fallen foes. John Lezak, where are you, pussy? What are you, in jail? Huh? What are you, with your stepdad, huh? With your pussy stepdad, Jew? Where are they now, huh? Carson Wolf, Vince Dow, go ahead, shout them out. James Alsup, shout them out. Where are they now? Who must go? Who must go? Shout them out. Go ahead. It's a graveyard. It's a fucking career graveyard. 9 years I've been doing this. Many challengers, many have tried. Where are they now? Well, let's see. One of them changed his legal name and got some other job selling his belongings on eBay. Many of them just dropped out of politics altogether. Where are they now? Who must go? They said, Nick Fuentes is over. Nick Fuentes is finished. Who must go? Here lies John Doyle's YouTube channel. Rest in peace. Hate to see
Zion
it.
Zion sent $300. Husband told a friend today, GDFO, and I'll buy one-way ticket when he said this country sucks. America sucks. Immigrant. Hubby now speaks his mind with a defund IPAC shirt on. Keep it up, Nick.
Oh, boy. My husband stuck up for America. I'm so proud of you, baby. That was awesome, the way you stuck up to that immigrant. Oh, hey, that's a W. W husband. W hus. Bro said, hey, pal. Pack your shit, love it or leave it. And his wife said, my hero. Now that's the man I married. Hey, congrats.
Pragmatic Culture sent $20. Trump getting gorilla raped by Shabbos Goy's Groy percent $20. Damn bro, $5,000 for a 2-hour stream is insane. You make the value of my house in a year. You're stripped of true as hell status.
Don't be watching the bag like that. It's very unbecoming to be pocket watching like that. Let's not pocket watch. Let's not calculate how much money I make or anything like that. That's very unbecoming. I can't believe you would do that. Oy vey, it's only... What? I make the money. I work hard. It's called a meritocracy. What? Just because I make a couple thousand dollars a year? Just because I make a couple hundred dollars in a stream? What? You know, that's very, like, goyish of you to be pocket-watching. What are you, jealous? You're just jealous.
You're just jealous. If you work hard, you could be rich, too.
Yeah, relax. Hey, relax over there, all right?
Orthodox Grow, I percent $50. Gary the Numbers Guy has become the most annoying person in the streamer space. He has a one-sided beef with you, dick rides Trump, and utterly disrespects Christianity. There may be some truth to numerology and Chinese astrology, but faith in Christ above all principalities and occult practices. W. Clav W. Zirka.
He's a Jew. What more do you need to know? Period. Bottom line. End of story. It's like, you see a guy like that, and he's like obnoxious, hates Christianity, believes in the occult, Trump sucker, and you're like, oh, he's Jewish? Oh, got it. I know what that is. And then you just can safely ignore him for the rest of your life.
Honest, I have Noble Grow, I percent $25. What should the parameters be for absorbing Canada into the American Empire?
Duh.
Steve Swan sent $20.
We're going to invade them. We are going to invade them. We are going to take their stuff. And then I don't know, maybe we'll send them away on boats or something. I'm not sure yet. I haven't gotten that far.
Steve Swan sent $20.
Haven't worked
when
that
you
out
around
yet.
Tucker's Village. Are you ever worried that people who want to silence you will pull a Mossadegh on you? Crazy. Fake supporters to make you look bad and bring you down? Like the CIA did in Iran to Mossadegh.
I like how you said it three times to just like, are they going to do a Mossadegh? Are they going to do that thing they did to him? Like how they did that to him? Yeah, I mean, they'll try every trick in the book, dummy.
Christian Kirkman
yeah.
sent 20.
Are you ever worried? I love when people phrase questions in an idiotic way like that. When they say, have you ever considered? Are you ever worried? Do you think this could ever happen? I love questions like that. Because they're so stupid.
Christian
Kirkman
sent $20. Props to you, man. Do you like any metal music by chance?
No, I do not like metal music, but thank you. Thank you, White Power 69. Like,
Don
Carfondo
sent $100. Yonick, we love you. Top three black females in history.
Okay, let's see. Top three black females. My first answer was going to be really gay. There's just no way around that. I was going to say like Diana Ross, but that's like, nope, can't say that. Too gay. Pam Grier. Foxy Brown, number one. Candace Owens, obviously. Standace Owens, raise your right hand. I swear I'm going to investigate for the Candace Intelligence Agency. And number three, let's see. How about, I don't know, name some black women. I can't think of any off the top of my head. Beyonce, no. Not a Beyonce fan. Nicki Minaj, not a fan. Aunt Jemima, not real. Would it be Lauryn Hill? No, overrated. She's very good, but the way the white nerds love her, it's a little too much. Would it be Oprah? No. Whoopi? No. I don't know. Come back to me on that. I'd have to think of a third one. I'd have to think of a good third one. Aretha Franklin. Yeah, Aretha Franklin's pretty good. Harriet Tubman, not real. Also not real. Sam Hyde, everyone's saying that's great. Very funny. Sade. Sade's pretty good. I don't know. Come back to me. Come back to me on that one.
Christine in Ohio sent $20. We mailed you some hot sauce. Did you try it? Would you want to do a Wang custom hot sauces merch for the website?
Please don't mail me. I'm not going to eat food that comes in the mail. Don't mail me that. No, I'm not going to eat that. Thank you, though, I guess.
Based Obama sent $50.
Yeah, people are showing up with a gun to kill me. I'm going to go and eat food that people send in the mail. What is wrong with you?
Based Obama sent $50. Hey, Nick, love the show. How do you deal with those outside of our ideology? I find it so easy to dehumanize those that I disagree with and hate them. How do you deal with this? I find it so easy to hate blacks and minorities and liberals. How do you deal with this? Again, love the show. Just paying my dues. Haha AF.
Okay, you sound like a freak. Thank you for the big super chat, but I don't even know how to respond to that. You just sound like a freak. I don't want you. I don't consider you a supporter. If you have hatred in your heart, you can go and fuck off. So I don't even know how to respond to that. I find it so easy to dehumanize and hate everybody. Yeah, well, you can fuck off then. I don't hate anybody. And I just don't have that in my heart. And if you do, I want nothing to do with you. That's a you problem. You go and find that. You go and find the love of God and get over yourself. And then you can come and find me when you've done that. But I have no interest in that.
Overthrow sent $20. Take heart, brother. The super chats are not an accurate reflection of your overall audience. Most of us are more than 110 IQ Christians that listen carefully, internalize your talking points, and do what we can to further the movement. Be patient with the lesser brethren. God bless you. Christ is King.
I love that you think you're better. Take heart, brother. And you think I'm going to be like, oh, so good to hear from a fellow high IQ person. Take heart, my brother. shut up. This is definitely a below average super chat.
Take heart, brother. We're not all low IQ, really, because you sound pretty low IQ.
Oh, finally, a fellow smart guy. Oh, what a relief to hear that.
$6,969 $100. Don't be gay. Women tune in also.
Oh, is that where we're going with this now? If we're not appealing directly to women, now we're gay? This is why women ruin everything. This is why women ruin everything they touch, because these bitches come into a male space and they go, I'm a groiper. I'm a groiper. Oh my gosh, I'm a girl and I'm a groiper. And they come around and they go, I'm based, nigger.
And everybody goes, oh, look, a big female groiper.
And then, you know, and she's hanging out. And then guys get together and they're like, you know what? She's kind of a stupid bitch. And then the girl says, rape, rape. Men are raping me. Men are attacking me. This movement isn't traditional at all. Every single time, this always happens. The second that women are not pandered to, the second that women are not accommodated, then they turn it around and they say, the whole organization's the problem. You're not changing the rules to accommodate me. You're not bending over backwards to accommodate me. You're a bunch of hypocrites. You're not real men. You see this, and it happens every single time. Every single time. The second that men are not bending over backwards to accommodate women, or if women are treated the same way as men are in the male space, then they cry that they're being abused. And they go, this movement hates women. Women shouldn't support this. And then their simps and their orbiters and their defenders leap into battle. Hey, Nick, this isn't cool. You got to say something. These groipers are attacking her. And this is how they divide the movement. Listen, kid, I've been around the block. I've seen it over and over again. And that's why you really need to protect the integrity of a male-only space. So I love women, and women can support the movement, and especially the moms, because the moms kind of get it. The moms kind of get it. I don't know what it is, but I think women that reach menopause, they become more down to earth. They become more grounded, not to be graphic. And also mothers maybe feel a little bit differently, but it's like the younger women, they always throw a wrench in because they start fucking all the guys. And again, they're a black hole of attention. And then they stir the pot because they really just like drama. A lot of them don't really deeply care about politics. They don't think about power systems. They don't think about commodities. They don't think about supply chains and geostrategy. Like, they're not actually really concerned with the big questions of politics. They're really entering the space for attention, or their boyfriend is right wing or something like that. And then because women are fickle, when they for a moment stop being content, then they want to stir the pot just because they want to see drama, just because they want to see, and they don't actually care about the organization. Then they just want to see everybody fight over them and dance for them. And they just want to be a part of some dramatic tale. They want to create gossip. Listen, I've been in politics for 10 years, and my overall antipathy for women aside, and whatever you think about me and my sexuality is really irrelevant. What is true? Because, you know, people can say, well, you don't have a girlfriend, blah, 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 whatever. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. It happens every single time. That's why it's no e-girls. You know, the female audience, let's just not get too comfortable. Because it gets too comfortable, and then the women start to say, oh, I want to be the star of the show. If I'm not getting enough attention, I'm going to create a problem. Thanks for the reminder. We appreciate the reminder. Happens all the time. I've seen
Renegade it. Sent $30. Dean Withers is trying to set up a debate with Berlin. Who's your money on?
Oh, that would be good. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Probably Dean, because Dean is just more edgy. You know, Dean is really in sync with the youth. He's on TikTok. He deals with edgelords like me or like the Groipers. Brylin is just like a Fox News bitch. He's just like a raised by your grandma kind of a cowpoke folksy guy. That works when you're on Fox and Friends and they're giving you softball questions. So tell us, why does Generation Z support Trump? And he's going to go, well, listen, you know, my generation, we just want low taxes and we like Ronald Reagan. Like, you know, that flies on Fox and Friends. It doesn't work in a real debate. So I think he's going to get roasted. My money's on Dean Withers.
$42.69 sent $25. 1. Weakness. 2. Idleness. 3. Stupidity. These are the only things that can be called vices. Everything else is undoubtedly virtue. If a man is 1. Strong. Spiritually. 2. Active. 3. Clever. Or capable. Then he is good, regardless of any other vices. Joseph Stalin.
I love that. Dude. Oh, stop aura farming, please. I already said I'm a fan. You don't gotta... You're gonna make me take back my... Oh, no, no. Stalin's horrible. Oh, he's so evil and so horrible. He just has some awesome quotes and is awesome. I don't get it why people are so mad. I really don't understand that. It to me, it just seems juvenile, you know? I said, I'm a big fan of Stalin. They go, you are, but Stalin killed people. It's like, I don't support killing people, but it's like saying you're a fan of Napoleon or Caesar or whoever. You know, you're a fan of Gilgamesh. You know what I mean? Like, Stalin died a century ago, 70 years ago. I can't believe you said that. Stalin killed people. It's like, okay, but that happened like 70 years ago. So I think, is it too soon? Too soon? Now that the dust has settled, can we admit that Stalin was a genius? Can we admit that Stalin was the most effective leader in history? Evil, certainly. Brutal, absolutely. Merciless, sociopathic, absolutely. But effective? The results speak for themselves. So there's something just very childish. I've seen everybody, they're like, we need to have a talking to. I saw Steven Crowder. He goes, Nick said he's a fan of Stalin. We got to talk about that. Why? Why? Don't you root for Darth Vader in the movies, you know? Like, that's the same reason you think Darth Vader is cool. It's the same reason you think movie characters are cool. He killed people. Well, I don't support that. But how old are we? Are we mature? Are we adults? Or can we speak intellectually? Or do we have to speak like children? Sounds like a kindergarten classroom. Now, class, this guy was evil and no good and terrible. Okay, we graduated kindergarten. Now can we have an adult conversation? Now can we have a conversation about how Stalin inherited this serf country and turned it into a nuclear empire? Now can we talk about that, or do we just need to relitigate over and over? But the famine. Yeah, and we know about the famine, and the famine was evil, but we got that. You know, we got that part. I thought that's a given. I thought we all knew that.
Chef at a newer restaurant here. Owner wanted everything seed oil free. We cook tortilla chips in tallow, and everyone says they're amazing. I think they just haven't had fresh chips before, because unless you leave them dripping in fat, they taste exactly the same as the chips at any Mexican spot. America first. God bless.
I can't tell if that's real. That can't be real. Please tell me that's not real. You're going to make me defend seed oils. Honestly, I think that's all fake. I know you're all going to hate this. I think the seed oil thing is ridiculous and completely fake. I think that's just another totally insane health fad. Where it sounds real, people go, oh, that's an industrial product. Then they drink fish tank cleaner. You know what? You know what that, what do they call it? Methylene blue? You know what methylene blue is? It's fish tank cleaner. It's blue dye. These psycho health people are telling us seed oils, that's an industrial byproduct. That's a waste product. Red 40? That's a contaminant. Wait a second. Is that blue dye? Blue dye is a nootropic and it's good for your brain. Like, clearly there's some inconsistency there. You know, these people are on horse dewormer and blue dye telling you don't eat avocado oil. Don't eat sunflower oil. But that just seems ridiculous. The diets, people are eating red meat 3 times a day, but you won't eat seed oils. Seed oils will hurt you, but eating red meat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner won't. Cholesterol's not real. Red meat is not carcinogenic. Okay. But seed oils, that'll get you. Like, yeah, I'm sorry. Not buying it. Red 40, they feed us their poison. So we buy their cures. So we buy their medicine while they suppress the cure. Yeah, Red 40. I will never give my son Fruit Loops. Wait a second. Is that fish tank cleaner blue dye? Drink up. It's good for your brain, they say. Okay. I don't know. Doesn't seem... That's just common sense.
Ayatollah Groy percent $20. Looks like they have finally made age gap relationships an immoral taboo. They really have cucked the white man. What do you think has caused this social change recently? Pretty interesting that the same people criticizing age gap relationships are also pro same sex marriage.
They hate real sexuality. That's what it comes down to. They hate male sexuality because male sexuality is virile and uncontrollable and it needs to be quenched. Men are naturally polygamous. Men are naturally, let's say, ephebophilic, okay? So it is all just about attempts to control male sexuality. Men want to breed. And who's fertile? Young women. Younger women are more fertile. That's when they're beautiful for a brief moment. That's when they're fertile. And then they very quickly become not so beautiful. It's just obvious. It's one of the most obvious things. Like, it doesn't take arguing to understand that, like, a 28-year-old woman is not attractive as a 18-year-old girl. Just obvious. That's just obvious. It is this, like, anti-male. Like, they actually hate maleness. They hate manliness. They hate testosterone. They hate male sexuality. And so that's why they want to restrain it, circumscribe it. They want to always create rules around it. And so it's about consent, and it's about there's an age thing, and it's, you know, on the one hand, they want male sexuality. They crave it on a primitive level, but they're working against themselves. There's another part of them that seeks to control it. So there is a war on male sexuality. And I think that's totally insane. It's complete. This whole thing, like, meet someone your own age and talk about the things you have in common and, you know, get married when you're 27. That's totally insane. That's absolutely insane. Like, men, I think, reach their physical peak when they're, what, 28? When are women the most fertile? Like, you could probably Google it. When are females the most fertile? Late teens and 20s. So what does that tell you? Female fertility peaks between the late teens and late 20s, after which it starts to decline. Okay? So that just is what it is. Biology, guys. Do we trust the science or what? Do we trust the science or not when it comes to this?
Support Mark Levin sent $20. Goth Girls for Nick Fuentes in America First. USA emoji. May God bless you. Latin cross emoji. Christ is King.
Oh, hey, what's up? Oh, Goth Girls? Hey. Hey, dude, imagine if I put out a wife application and there was like a lobby filled with black girls, goth girls, Muslim girls, Asian girls. That would be totally insane.
Scalf 777 sent $20.
Goth girl.
Scalf 777 sent.
I'm going to break my
Scalf 777
rule.
Sent $20. Chuck Schumer tweet was insane. Their obsession with Israel is nauseating. It's indeed ABP Jewish supremacy. Both sides. As a yep. Blocks female, 26, who's been watching
Let's
since 19.
Go,
I've grown
dude.
Up in the same America as you and I've been speaking ABP this for years. Young PPL are tired. May God continue to bless you. Christ is King. White party emoji. White party emoji.
Oh my goodness. Who, the audience is all black females and goth females. Goodness gracious.
Famous 99 sent $20. Got Nick Fuentes mainstream before GTA 6.
I know, dude. We need GTA 6. Like, I need to stay alive one more year. That's literally how I thought of it. When they pushed it back, I said, wow, now I got to stay alive for at least another year. That's like my biggest concern. Like, if they're going to take me out, just do it after GTA 6 comes out. Like, please, please just wait. I want to play the damn game. I've been waiting 12 years. Please, please, Tyler Robinson, just spare me for another year. I know I already asked for you to push back the deadline. I'm begging the Grim Reaper. Please, please, just give me at least another year so I can play this game. Like, we need it. They can't keep doing
Prince
this to
sent $30.
Us.
Riley Freitas sent $20. What's your opinion on Andre Ventura and the Chega party in Portugal? Very interesting stuff going on. I think America should follow suit.
Who is this? No offense. No offense to my dear friend Afonso, but... What are your thoughts on the political situation in Portugal? Do Europeans really think that we think of them that way? Do you really believe that? That would be like me going to, I don't know. That'd be like me going to Anna Kasparian. Hey, what did you think about my show? Bro, she don't even know who I am. You're coming to an American? America's the prettiest girl in school. Hey, what do you think about Portugal? What? I don't know. I'm not following that. I have no idea what's going on in Portugal. You're lucky if we know what's going on in fucking Germany. You think we know what's going on in Portugal? I have no idea what's going on in Portugal. What is their GDP? Like $3?
$3. Celebrating my birthday, watching my favorite show. Here's a night at a nice hotel on me. Have a great weekend.
Wow, thank you for the big super chat. Happy, you're giving me $250 for your birthday? I feel bad. What kind of birthday is your, you're giving me a gift on your birthday? Damn. Well, thank you very much for the big super chat. I hope it's a good one. Enjoy your birthday. Thank you so much. I hope you have a good weekend. Have a good time. Have some cake.
MC Native sent $25. Hey, Nick, thank you for broadcasting interesting shows each night. I have a first-year Chinese exchange student as my random college roommate. From the hours 1800 hours to 3 o'clock, every night, he screams his gibberish into a video game with his Chinese friends. Zero social awareness. The language itself sounds disgusting. I suppose I'm an intolerant racist. American rocks. That's funny. God bless.
Thank you for the big... They really are obnoxious. They're so, so obnoxious. They just do not have the same decorum that we do. And I remember because I went to Boston University, it was all Chinese. And the way they eat, the slurping and the sucking, like they eat with no manners. They eat so loudly, sloppily. They smoke cigarettes in the stairwell. They leave the cigarette butts in the stairwell on the sidewalk. They litter. They walk down the street in a horizontal line, no regard for, you know, a two-way traffic on the sidewalk. They talk loudly on the phone, like, so obnoxious. These people just need some manners. That's why this country used to be racist, because in the old days, you know, a group like that would go into a neighborhood and we'd be like, hey, shut up. Not we, I mean like in the old days. And that's how the differences kind of got refined. Not that I'm in favor of that, but now people do whatever the fuck they want. And it's a free-for-all. Now it's a total free-for-all, and everybody does whatever they want. And it's getting very hard to tolerate.
Zion sent $200. Ayo, immaculate vibes on your playlist. I highly recommend Three-Legged Dog's new song that dropped today called Set Back the Sun. It fits right in with the cool indie vibes.
Guys, I just can't. I don't know how much more of this a human being can take. This is like the Russian sleep experiment. This show is like a fucking creepypasta. It's like we took a guy, it's like a Mr. Beast video. We took a man and we had him read the equivalent of YouTube comments. What if we took a guy and we put him in a box and we made him read 300 YouTube comments every night for money and pretend to be grateful for the privilege of reading them? Fits right in with the cool indie vibes. Great. Oh, great. Great. Sounds cool, dude. Thanks. Oh, brother. Man, that's painful. That was a tough read.
Poor Richard sent $50. Hey, Nick, love the show and what you're doing. Since the movement has become mainstream, what are your thoughts on if we create AF armbands for grow-uppers? This is non-threatening. Think American Red Cross, and we can show we are America first and be visible. They would look awesome. Not everyone can hide their power level.
Gosh. How is this mic? Why? Why me? Why me? Oh, my gosh. Dude. That can't be a serious super chat. I'm begging you. Send another one and tell me you were kidding. Send another one and tell me you're kidding. Tell me that's not real. Oh, no. If you're wearing an armband, you should be shot on sight. No fucking armbands, if that even needs to be said. You fucking idiot. Oh,
Wes sent $20. W credit card
pain.
Processing. Just
pain.
Got my collect made goods. So awesome.
The horror!
Boy, Cardi sent $35. We got World War III before GTA 6. We got mainstream Funtest before GTA 6. At this point, do we get GTA 6 before Revelations chapter 22? Asking for my Kalahi bets. Rolling on the floor laughing emoji.
Yeah, it's crazy. Thank you for the huge super chat. We need the game, bro. We need the game. I know we talked about it last night because I think you super chatted about it last night too. Or you saw someone else did and you said, I liked it so much, I want to hear it a second time. Well, I remember when GTA 5 came out. You know, I was a sophomore in high school when GTA 5 came out. I believe I was a sophomore in high school. I might have even been a freshman. I know it came out in 2013. Was it fall or was it spring? But I was literally I think I was 14 when Grand Theft Auto 5 came out. Now I'm 27. I was so young when GTA 5 came out. I ran upstairs. All my friends were at my house. I went upstairs to my parents and I said, hey, so-and-so is going to drive us to GameStop to get GTA 5. Can we go? And my parents were like, Grand Theft Auto 5. I don't know. Isn't that rated M? That's how old I was. My buddy had his learner's permit to drive. And I was like, Mom, Dad, can this guy drive us to GameStop so we could get GTA 5? And they were like, I don't know, that's rated M. Isn't that pretty violent? I'm like, Mom, I'm 14.
I guess I was 15. I'm 15. Let me play Grand Theft Auto. I won't go to the strip club. I promise. That's how young I was. And then when Grand Theft Auto 5 first person came out on the next gen consoles, when GTA 5 came out on PS5 and Xbox One, and they had first person mode, I think I was a senior in high school. I think I was a graduating senior. So I finished high school and I was at my buddy's house. He had the first person on Xbox One. Now I'm 27. Now I'm almost 30. When the game comes out, I'll be 28. It's like that TikTok where the kid's dad buys him Black Ops 2. And he goes, "Dad, thank you so much." And then he's an old guy playing like Black Ops 7. Good memories, man. Memories. Playing that game, and you'd play it with your buddies. You know, you'd all be sitting around, single player game. You know, the one guy would just like refuse to die. It's like Tasteful. You have to just sort of let yourself die. You go to the military base, you know, whatever. You do what you got to do. But the one guy would just hog it. And it's like, dude, can you just die already so I could get a turn? Can I get in on this? Yeah, those were the days, huh?
Pragmatic Culture sent $25. All the new fags and chat spamming L's for the late start don't know how good they've had it recently. Real ones, me, were there for the shows that started 6 a.m. the next day.
Yeah, you guys don't realize, a couple of years ago, the show would literally start in the morning. The lobby would be on all night from like 9 o'clock until I would start the show at like 7 a.m. the next day. That was crazy. Yeah, I don't know. It's difficult. It's hard for me to do things on time. Okay, guys. Yeah, like, well, we did that. So that happened and we did it. And no one can say that we didn't. No one can say that I didn't read all the super chats, because we read all of them and I responded to all the chats that deserved a response or called for one. And that's that. Okay. All right. That's your show. That's our last super chat. That's going to do it for me tonight. Another week where we barely crawl across the finish line without committing suicide. So that's a win by itself. You know, thanks for showing up. That's why we play the game. That's going to do it for me. That's our last chat. Remember to smash the follow button, smash the like button, leave a comment.